You pretty well worked your way through college with music, though.
Yes, with my orchestras. I had an orchestra when I was in high school down there the last year to help put my way through high school. And so for 6 years of college, I had various type orchestras and made it out very well, able to pay my expenses. I even hired the Wolverines to come down there and play one spring for 10 or 12 dances. Made a little commission off of that. That was the band that Vic Spiderbeck was in. So a lot of hard work, listening. I listened to every type of musician I could listen to, and I think one of the things that helped me was that I learned to what we call doodle in those years. I don't know whether you know what I mean by doodling. So it activated my mind in taking a simple melody and embellishing it. Like Vic Spiderbeck would play the cornet, I could sort of doodle and whistle the same type parts. Or I'd imitate saxophone, trombone, imitate the cornet like Vic's. And I believe this actually whet my appetite and my mind to writing something besides just the same old stage thing that we had. As you know, my Riverboat Shuffle was considered a modern piece at one time, a jazz piece. Then came Washboard Blues, which was actually acclaimed as a very, very new modern type of blues thing. And if you analyze Stardust, you'll find that it's built on, the melody is built on arpeggi. You know, like you take a chord. Those are just, that's just doodling around. So, actually, instead of writing, that is an arpeggio, see?
Successful one in the business.
Yeah. and most of the strains in, or the melody in the tune is built on arpeggio.
Are you a self-tutored musician?
No, I never studied music at all. I couldn't even put music on paper until 1928.
Well, where did the background of music come from? Was it a musical family?
My mother played, and she was played by ear. And then I found other people around town. There were two or three people in Bloomington, Indiana, who could play by ear and played very well. I listened to them constantly, and it gave me ideas and thoughts and gave me an inspiration to try to duplicate some of the things that they did. And the first thing you know, I was playing a real fine jazz piano in 1919 and 20. I was playing the new type jazz. Many people don't know that. They don't realize that I actually helped invent some of the jazz of the early 20s.
Do you think that most of the great jazz musicians, the guys who used to roam around America, were self-taught men?
Yes, I think most of them were. A few took lessons. Bix took a few little lessons, a few piano lessons, and I might have taken a few cornet lessons, but I don't think many. Frank Trombar, I don't think he took any lessons, studied particularly. He learned to read finally, and so did Bix to an extent. As I look back upon these boys, I don't visualize any of them ever really sitting down and reading music until they had to when they got with the big bands like Golket and Whiteman. People like that, then they had to read. I think the Dorsey boys studied for a little bit, took lessons.
What about Vic Spiderbeck? Do you think that he was the giant that he has become by legend?
He was then. He'd make every musician flip his lid when he'd play a chorus. I don't care what chorus or anything he played. Like you have the screaming girls, you know, and they listen to the stuff in the last decade. Well, we guys didn't scream, but we felt the same way. He was that good.